From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We got a great show for you today. Actor Rob Lowe will be joining later to talk about his career and his new memoir and maybe get some advice from Carl. Because you see, Mr. Lowe, hard as it is to believe, is 50 years old now. And let's face it, being sexy when you're 25 is easy. In your golden years, it takes genius.
There are no real tricks to it, Peter. You just have to be me.
We'll want to hear your secrets. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Leslie Queen from Athens, Georgia.
Leslie Queen from Athens.
Yes.
How are you? I've heard that Athens, Georgia is the Athens of Georgia. Is that right?
Indeed, it is.
That's awesome. And what do you do there?
I am a stay-at-home mom and semi-professional volunteer.
A semi-professional volunteer.
I just do a lot of volunteering.
I understand. Well, thanks for volunteering to be on our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week, Leslie. First, a comedian who will be performing at the Punchline in San Francisco on May 19th. It's Brian Babylon.
Hey, how are you?
Next, it's a comedian and the head writer on Comedy Central's Inside Amy Schumer. It's Jesse Klein is here. And finally, it's the author and humorist whose voice now haunts a second generation of radio listeners. Tom Baudet is here.
Hi, Leslie.
Hello, Tom.
So, Leslie, you'll start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle right here is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Are you ready to go?
I am. Thank you.
All right. Here is your first quote.
It's time to burn the beret and bury the blue dress.
That was somebody making, I think everybody would agree, a timely and welcome return to the public spotlight with an article and photo shoot for Vanity Fair. Who is it?
Oh, my God, I know this. Oh. Can I have a hint? I know I heard
well,
this.
Well, think beret,
remember.
Blue dress.
Oh, my God, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. Monica Lewinsky, return with us to the thrilling days of yesteryear. 1998, when to Lewinsky became a synonym for something we already had a lot of synonyms for.
I feel like when that happened, that was maybe, if not the first time, one of the first, in the first three times that I ever went on the internet to look at something.
Yes.
Like, I was like, what has happened? And I think I need to look on the internet.
This internet thing, this series of tubes.
And then a series of tubes. And then I started reading. It was like the day that it all came out. And then I was like, oh, the internet is very useful. And also very disgusting. And it has remained that way ever since.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I had a 13-year-old son at the time. And it was just like, Courtney, stay off the news.
Yeah.
Stop watching that news.
No. Here, stop reading the newspaper. Here's a Playboy or something.
But why do people still give her a hard time? I'm like this. Everyone, even in this snooty NPR crowd, has hooked up with someone that you work with from like Little Caesars or that wasn't the president.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
No, I'm saying like, she hooked up
for Little Caesars?
No, I'm saying like, if there's someone who has...
Did you hook up with somebody from Little Caesars?
No. That's a moot point.
And also, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, how old was she when that happened? 20?
She was 24.
Oh,
that's player
hating. Maybe it was her fault a little. I was about to say, like, she was 20. It wasn't in any way her fault. 24, maybe you know better. I don't know.
You know what, guys? You know, can we just turn this front upside down? Can we all just find a way to make Monica Lewinsky's life better?
How would you suggest we do that, Brian?
Oh, boy. I threw that out there.
Why don't you take her out to Little Caesars and just, like, talk about it?
Yeah.
Well, treat the girl to a slice, Brian.
Yeah.
Man, second Vanity Fair article.
I know. All right, Leslie, here is your next quote.
This research may suggest that Bram Stoker had ideas ahead of his time.
That was a medical professor named Andrew Randall commenting on the shocking news that what may help us all live forever?
Drinking blood?
Yes! Drinking blood, or the blood of the young. We have found the secret of eternal youth. It is the blood of young people. It's true. You know what this means? Finally, we have found a use for children.
I mean, that's the last thing I want to hear some one percenters here.
Yeah.
They'll blend up some kids.
So the way this works is they did these experiments with mice, and they injected blood from young mice into older mice, and the older mice regained their strength and vitality. And
how do they keep trying to compare what mice do to what humans do? Mm-hmm. Like, why do every time, if a mouse does this, it might be good for a human.
They never did say that it was baby humans that would make humans younger. What they said was baby mice make older mice.
Yeah.
So how do we know?
So it could be the baby mouse blood is the key.
Maybe it's just straight, why, skip the kid. Let me just baby mice blood that we need to drink.
Yeah. But the other question, though, is with mice...
They're not a blood in a mouse.
How can they tell? I've never seen, a mouse that looked older to me than another mouse. I don't feel like I've ever watched a mouse, fade away. Like, they seem to just be, a mouse, and then they're,
dead.
No longer
they do.
A mouse.
They seem to go right...
Yeah.
They're very short middle age.
Well, actually,
with a cat. It explains my cat. Why cats seem to live forever. Like, that nine-life cat thing?
Maybe.
Ooh,
what are they eating?
Mice.
You just figured it out.
Well, I hope this wasn't tax dollars spent.
I think I'm not sure.
Does this mean that as a lady, I feel like I already spend so much money on stupid stuff I'm supposed to put on my face? Am I going to be paying $300 for 2 ounces of mouse blood?
Probably.
And be standing in front of a mirror, enacting some scene from Carrie with some mouse blood on my face?
Rub the mouse on your face. Yeah.
I'll be ready in 5 minutes, babe. Yeah. Just rubbing baby mouse blood on my face to be beautiful for you.
Honey, you smell mousy.
Just another minute, babe.
Leslie, are you still with us, or have you given up in disgust?
I'm here.
All right, Leslie, this is your last quote.
The dinosaurs never saw that asteroid coming. What's our excuse?
That was astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson speaking this week as U.S. scientists through the White House released a dire new report about what?
Climate change.
In fact, yes, climate change. Dire reports on climate change are the new Facebook baby pictures. They keep coming and we keep scrolling past them. First, you may remember the UN published a report. Now the White House says that global warming is already affecting the United States. Heat waves, droughts are getting worse. Everybody has to get together and do something, but it's not going to work. This is America. This is a country that invented keyless entry so we wouldn't have to expend the effort to turn keys.
Yeah.
This is the country that gave everybody a gun so we wouldn't have to get up, walk across the room, and stab somebody. I mean, this is...
the American way.
This is not an energetic nation.
Yeah.
And, we used to think global warming is just a problem that our children are going to have to deal with, so to hell with it. But now we know we need to keep our children healthy so we can drink their blood. It all comes together. Carl, how did Leslie do in our quiz?
Leslie, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done. Thanks so much, Leslie.
Thank you.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.